is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Hope you're having a great day out there. Great day yesterday in St. Louis. Arguably the most famous soccer coach in the country. Bruce Arena came to Amsterdam. Beautiful South County soccer bar hangout. And little soccer pep rally. Got the troops all rallied up. Talked about the greatness of St. Louis. Joining us now, Jim Cavanaugh from SCSTL. Jim, great to be with you. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Frank. How about you?
Very good. So tell me about what you thought about Bruce Arena's talk yesterday to the troops.
I thought it was just great having Bruce in town. I think it's great to have him back as the coach and leader of the U.S. national team. He's had a lot of success, great history in the MLS and with the U.S. national team. So hopefully he can get us to Russia and get us through the qualifiers here. But it was great having him in town, and not only talking about soccer, but also the reason he was in town. So I think all those things were good.
Well, that,
always good to see him too.
Yeah, and that one soundbite, Jim, where he talked about how in the 50s, 60s, 70s, how St. Louis influenced the entire country, the way people played soccer, the way people viewed soccer, and now he says there's like 100 St. Louis cities out there now because of the way we did it.
Yeah, I think on there's to that specific statement, there's a lot to be proud of. To be in St. Louis and a part of the history of soccer in St. Louis and the impact that we've had on soccer in the United States. And Bruce Arena is a great one to really reflect back on that. I mean, being a coach of, the Virginia college team and, he was actually coaching back when I was playing and, seeing the growth of soccer. I, on one hand, you could look at it and say, okay, it's fantastic worldwide. Or excuse me, sorry, I get confused sometimes. Apologize for that. You look at soccer in St. Louis, the history and the heritage, the impact it's had on soccer in the United States is it's an incredibly positive and thing to be proud of. On the other hand, St. Louis has fallen behind a bit, and to Bruce's point, we have been a leader and one that has kind of set the tone many years ago. I think now we have the opportunity to get back in the game and get back in the game in a very significant way with a sport that we contributed to the success and the reason why I think the U.S. is where they are today. And the popularity is at an all-time high. So, with Bruce coaching the national team, you have an individual that has been the winningest coach for in the MLS. For him to come in and really talk about both and how instrumental St. Louis has been to just soccer across the United States, I think is a very powerful thing.
Okay, so yesterday after Bruce spoke, the SCSTL people got together. I think you were at the soccer park, and you had about 60 or 70 volunteers involved also, or maybe the total group was about 75, which is what I heard. Now, can you give our listening audience an idea of how you plan on winning this vote? Because you kind of gave out the game plan yesterday, and volunteers are going to play a major role in this. So give us an idea, because it's going to all come down to how you win the vote in about a month. What will you be doing?
No, we did. There were a number of people that we think are supporters of bringing an MLS team to St. Louis, and I think they just wanted to understand a little more detail about our campaign and our plan moving forward. Obviously, the big hurdle today is getting the vote on April 4th. We walked them through in probably a lot more detail than we would walk through the I would say, the average voter. But we also tried to bring it back to some specific talking points and action items that we are going to be taking forward in regards to our campaign. And, you know, it's nice that we even had on our website just a volunteer request for anybody that wanted to get involved and actively support the campaign. And we have over 800 people that have volunteered to actively be a part of the campaign, and that's going out and participating and giving out pamphlets and brochures and participating, you know, in town halls and different rallies that we have. So the amount of people that are supporting us and really want to get involved to make this happen is, I think, is a very, very positive sign.
All right, so let's go over how you actually do it. Is it going to be I hear actually door-to-door meet and greets. Explain or elaborate a little bit.
Sure. So there will be people that will be going door-to-door in different neighborhoods, and we're right now going to start working through the specific details of what, you know, specific neighborhoods are we talking about, who is specifically going to do that, what information are we disseminating. There's yard signs that will be going out, you know, stickers that we'll be handing out, different paraphernalia and things that will be handed out in a number of the different bars as we do town halls. So those are a number of things, along with a number of social media campaigns that we'll have to get the word out. Those are a few of the things. Also, you know, Frank, any help to press that those of you that are interested and think this is a positive for the city of St. Louis, I think will be instrumental and helpful of getting the facts out in regards to how positive this can be for St. Louis.
See, Jim, I may be reading this wrong, but I still think there's a healthy percentage of people that are in this city that when they hear about this, they think, well, this money that's going to be used is going to take away from putting more policemen on the street or taking away from our kids' lunches or kids' education. How do you do this where you let people know it's not one penny is coming out of your pocket? And the only people that are paying taxes on this are the people actually going to a game and being taxed on the ticket. It seems like it's the most obvious thing in the world, but boy, there's just a healthy percentage of people who still don't know that.
No, it's a little frustrating, Frank. I think, you know, and I understand the voters. There's so much complexity that's out there in regards to, you know, different things that are on the ballot and things that are, you know, people are trying to pass. So on behalf of the voters, I understand there can be a level of confusion at times. But from our perspective, your points are spot on. This is something that is a use tax that is only being taxed on businesses in the city on products that they buy that are outside of the city of St. Louis. So no one will be taxed, none of the voters, on this. And then on top of it, we are actually generating $78 million in taxes on the ticket sales and concessions and things that are specific to the stadium that will be generated over the term of this project that would then help fund, you know, the use tax or whatever, however the city wants to use those funds. That's their choice. But it truly is, from a net perspective, it's going to generate $17 million that will go back to the city to use those dollars any way they choose. And that's where we feel so positive or in such a positive stance in regards to the financials. Also, the creation of construction jobs for our people downtown in the city, also for permanent jobs. You know, we're projecting about 450 permanent jobs. And then also the utilization of 24 acres of land that is just unused now, and being able to put a multipurpose stadium right next to Union Station. Those 4 points, I believe, are very compelling reasons that this is a good thing for St. Louis. And I also think that, you know, you need to look at it across the board. St. Louis needs to be a bit more progressive. I mean, if we're going to move things forward, you can't cut your way to success. You need to be prudent about your investments. But if you're going to continue to grow the economy and you're going to do good things in the community and attract people to St. Louis, you have to be willing to invest. You need to do it intelligently. But you can't cut your way to prosperity. And that's something I think we need to understand better.
The 24 acres of land, which I believe is owned by the state, are you confident that the state is going to give you that, and in exchange they will benefit from a tax point of view, or what do you think?
I feel, based on the discussions that we've had with the state, that they are going to treat us and support us like they would any business that is going to bring jobs and bring positive economic impact to the city and the state. So I feel good that they are supportive of what we're doing. And I think the way that they're looking at it is a pretty intelligent way to look at it. You know, whether we're building a stadium or we're putting a business there, as long as it's driving positive economic activity and jobs, that they're gonna look at us just like they would some other business.
You are not going to do a television campaign. We see all these television ads for people running for mayor. You guys are not going to do that, correct?
Correct. We just don't believe that investment is worth the money spent at this time, and we think that a grassroots campaign will probably be more effective for what we're trying to accomplish.
Good stuff. All right, sir, appreciate your time. Good luck. Stay in touch, and we'll be following this closely, Jim. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. Okay. Thank all the supporters, too.
All right. Thank you. Jim Kavanaugh joining us. It is going to be interesting. Is you'll see, like, Dave Peacock, you'll see Jim Kavanaugh, you'll see these guys. I don't know if they'll actually go door to door. That would be more the volunteers. But they're going to stage these meet and greets and these pep rallies. And let's see, what did I hear? Mr. Edgerly, he's coming to town, I think, next week. He's going to do something with the people. So I have a feeling this is going to pass. I have a feeling that these guys are pretty smart, and they're going to do enough of these things, and enough people are going to realize what he just said, not coming out of your pocket. Now, you earlier thought it would vote. They would vote no.
I still lean towards no, just because I think people are. I'm not sure how many people are just stuck in their mindset. No. Publicly financed stadiums. I get the argument that it's not a new tax, but there's still, I think, enough people in the city who are either, I don't want to support this, or furthermore, why isn't the county involved? I wonder how many people still hold that mindset and will not vote for it because of that.
Yeah. I talked with Bill McDermott yesterday, and he said the interest level in the MLS is like really exploding. So when St. Louis put in their expansion fee or expansion application, there were 11 other cities doing it. Mm. So the competition is fierce. But Bill also said, he reiterated this, that if that vote is approved on April 4th, soccer will be here for sure. We will win despite all this other great competition. Interesting that Beckham's team in Miami is struggling. They were supposed to be the 24th, and then St. Louis 25, and another one of these teams 26. So we'll see what happens there. All right, so what do you think about that, folks? What if you are a city voter, which way are you going to go? Do you want a beautiful stadium, or do you want that land to be nothing? I don't know how you could say, no, I'm going to vote against it. I don't see that at all. I don't know a valid reason of why I'm not going to do it. I really don't.
My only, whether it's valid or not, my only thought would be that people will still have a misunderstanding of what it is and what they're actually talking about. And so that's why I think, and you've mentioned this time and time again, and by having Kavanaugh on, you're contributing to that as well. People have got to get out there and they've got to promote this and give the voters an understanding of what actually they're voting on.
Yeah.
That's key.
Somebody just texted in, TJ, I'm sorry, this is so great. Build the blanking thing yourself. Well, I think, you know, I'm not second guessing these owners. They're putting in $250 million. So if they're going to build something where the city's going to benefit tax-wise, the state's going to benefit tax-wise, then go ahead. Let's build the thing. The city should help out a little bit.
This is a mayoral primary, so this isn't a major election per se. So I wonder what number is greater, the people who are passionately against this project and the people who are passionately for it. Because you're going to, in order to vote, I feel like in this mayoral primary, there's something on the ballot that you are really powerfully against or for. Like, this isn't like a presidential election or even a senatorial
one. Well, with that line of thinking, then I think it will pass.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it will.
Because I don't think a lot of people are going to, I mean, I got to vote against this thing. But I do think there's going to be a lot of people thinking, I got to vote for it because I love soccer. I mean, I'd like to see.
Yeah, if they get enough of those voters, I think they're in good shape. But what could happen is if the people who are going to vote regardless and they don't understand when that pops up on their ballot and they see, you know, they have a misunderstanding of what the money could be, they could vote that down. But if they could get the people who maybe wouldn't normally go to vote, but they're going specifically because the soccer thing's on there, that's where they'll find success.
Don't you think the three of us could put together a television commercial and spend $20,000 and have it air a few times on Channel 5 and Channel 4, and it could be a really powerful commercial? Do you want this, and then you have that piece of crap land, or this, and have this unbelievable...
And it costs you nothing.
Yes, and it costs you nothing.
There's got to be a way to send it off, too, like you end it with you kicking a soccer ball or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we could do like a 15-second spot. Do you want this, or do you want this? And then vote yes with a soccer ball, you know. We could do this in a heartbeat. All right, let's take a short time out. But before we go to break, I do want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, the Bomarito Automotive Family. If you are looking for a car, look no further. Had a friend yesterday at the rink, a fellow media member, asked me about a Mazda. Immediately called John Bomarito, and he said, you know, John said, he goes, give me his phone number right now. I'll have somebody on him. And they've already called him. And if this gentleman buys that Bomarito car, well, that means he'll eat at Kimmel's. That's our deal. If you email me at fcusumano@kissdk.com, you tell me what you're looking for car-wise, I will have the particular salesman who can help you and make your life easier call you right away. You go out there, you buy the car, and then you're celebrating with a Key Malls gift certificate. Plus, you're getting a tremendous car. Let's don't bury the lead. That's the main reason you deal with Bomarito. Great car, great service, great price. We'll take a short time out. A little bit later, we're going to be joined by Barry Hinson. We'll be right back.